Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about why it's so difficult to communicate with a narcissist. There are a few reasons for this, such as that the narcissist does not perceive things the way you do, but the main one and the reason for all the others is because when you are trying to talk to a narcissist, you are trying to reason with pure emotion. That's why there is such a disconnect and a failure to get through. Emotion is unreasonable. It's illogical and absolute. There's no room for rhyme or reason when you're dealing with emotion. Imagine you're dealing with a 2-year-old who's having a tantrum. You wouldn't try to reason with that child because you know the child does not understand. The child only knows want and need. And in the mind of a child, these things are one and the same. They throw tantrums and scream because, being toddlers, they have no other skills or tools to use to get their needs met. They only have overwhelming emotion because these needs are not being met, and they scream because they can't meet these needs themselves. This is the same way the narcissistic person reacts. They don't all scream or throw tantrums, but the process is still the same. They cannot meet their needs themselves, so they endeavor to create ways to force other people to do it for them. They may try manipulation. If that doesn't work, they might try guilt. If guilt doesn't work, they might throw a tantrum. If a tantrum doesn't work, they might try threats. If they have to, they might resort to violence. They will keep cycling through this behavior over and over until their needs are met because they cannot take care of it themselves. A narcissist with no one to meet their needs is like a baby left in the woods by himself, helpless. And they know it. This is why they engage in so many of the abusive behaviors that they engage in, all the way from smear campaigns to gaslighting and everything else. They need to make sure that the target will continue to take care of them. They only feel confident of that when they have broken the victim down completely. A narcissist who has asserted dominance over a victim is in control. A narcissist in control is a narcissist that feels safe. When they no longer feel safe, that's when we see abuse in all its forms. There's no real cause for it that can be pinpointed. Something in the narcissist's mind has made them feel insecure. So in order to counteract that feeling, they have to assert dominance, and preferably over an easy target. Narcissists don't choose easy targets because they're sadistic. They can be and usually are sadistic, but that is not why they choose easy targets. Narcissists choose easy targets because narcissists are weak. It's kind of like a guy feeling tough when he kicks a puppy. He thinks it makes him seem cold-hearted and like a badass, but in reality, he's showing the world that the only thing he felt he could dominate successfully was a little puppy. Narcissists abuse the people who love them because it's easy. And like the guy who kicks the puppy, they get enjoyment out of dominating. It makes them feel powerful. They need to feel powerful because they know they're not. How powerful can a person really be if they have to resort to hysteria or manipulation or violence to get their needs met? How powerful is a person who even does that in the first place? Who can't even meet basic needs themselves? Not very powerful at all. This is why when they become angry or upset, there's no point in trying to reason with them. They're not listening to you. They can't even really hear you. All they can hear is the screaming of their own emotions. That's the only language they understand, the language of feelings. To the narcissist, feelings are facts. Logic doesn't register, reason does not matter, because by God, they are in pain. That's the most important thing. It's the only thing. So when you're dealing with a narcissist of any type, remember that you are dealing with pure emotion, with want and need in their most basic primitive form. Whatever helps satisfy want and need is good. Whatever interferes with want and need is bad, period. It doesn't matter what the reason is. It doesn't matter if you can't afford it or it's illegal or morally wrong or anything else. It just doesn't matter. They will keep on until they get it, either from you or from somebody else. The more you give in, the more you show the narcissist that their tactics are working, and the cycle just becomes more and more and more reinforced. Somebody has to break it for anything to change. It can be you. I hope that clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, stories, and questions. Thank you very much for listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.